Hi guys, I am so excited to welcome you back to Life Matters with Anua Didire. Oh my god, it's been a minute. I am so excited, guys. I have to give you a lowdown of everything that has happened and when we're back and how we're gonna be back and how everything's gonna roll. But first off, I want to say a big thank you, yes, to you for supporting this young lady since 2017. It's been 5 years, and I know we took a break last year. We took a break about April, May-ish, and we need to step back to like kind of reinvent ourselves, right? You know, if you're doing the same thing the same way every time, you will not see a different result. And I think that was what happened to me. First off, I want to say a big thank you to everyone that has been a guest on the show. Oh my god, you guys are the MVP. I want to say a big thank you to everyone that has supported, everyone that would send me testimonies. Those testimonies keep me going, to be very sincere. Your prayers, your support, your testimonies, your likes, your everything, and even not just for Life Matters with Anua Didire, for everything that Anua Didire herself has done on my personal page. You supported me when I got married, when I had a baby, when I started my business. Yes, 1909 Media Productions is my business, and I'm super excited. Like, I am so excited about it. So what happened to Life Matters with Anua Didire? So basically, your girl got burnt out, your girl got discouraged, your girl felt like, what's the big deal about this? Why are we still doing this? Why are we not seeing results? Why are our numbers dropping? And it just felt like there was no support around me. And you know, that's one thing that the devil wants you to see, that when God is trying to do something good and bigger and newer in your life, it kind of almost makes you feel overwhelmed and also underwhelmed, right? And I had to just take a back, like a breather, and then say, you know what, let me get back, let me go back to God, let me reinvent, let him help me reinvent this thing. I didn't want to just use my head knowledge to do it. And you know, if you do the same thing over and over and over again, you won't get a different result, right? So I wanted to do that. So I took a break last year, April, May-ish, and I wanted to sort myself out. And I had a lot going, like school was going on, and I had a full-time job, and the job also wanted me to work on Saturdays, and I started my business, and clients also wanted me to work on Saturdays. So everything was just conflicting, and I didn't like a situation where every weekend I will be saying, oh, I'll talk to you guys next week, I'll talk to you guys upper week. I didn't want that. I didn't like the inconsistency. So I needed to take a break to actually understand what I was doing, my life, doing my work. And I always just had a team of like students that would work with me. So once school starts, everybody just goes AWOL. Some of the lessons I've learned now, even in my business, is it's better to just have, even if it's someone part-time that work with you, or someone that will support you, but that'll give 100%. And when they give 100%, it is out of like their dedication to what they believe that you're growing, and not just like whatever, right? So that I have learned in a very big sense of things. Also, I would also say that I have grown as a person, and I have seen like a lot of changes in things I view, and basically how Life Matters and Anua Didire started was, I was just tired and fed up of the kind of content that I would see online, and I wanted to put out something that was godly, that would talk about Christian values, but also would share real life experiences. And I'm excited that after the era of like Life Matters, we had a lot of people start doing Instagram lives and people having their YouTube channels and sharing things like that. So I would say I'm excited to have been part of those that crawled out that era, even though I will not take credit for it, because I knew that I had people right in front of me that had been doing it for a minute. But for the Instagram live and streaming on YouTube and some other things, I remember that a lot of people would always like talk against me always going live. But I'm excited that it panned out to be something great at the end of the day. So is Life Matters with Anua Didire back? Yes, we are back. But one of the things that we're trying to do is to revamp how we'll do things. It wouldn't be a weekly show as before. We're leaning towards going monthly or bi-monthly, so that we have some ease in the work. We're calling for support, volunteers, those that want to support Life Matters with Anua Didire. So Life Matters with Anua Didire is no longer like your regular or Instagram live show. It's more or less turning, just like what we wanted to start with, make it a podcast, I have it on a radio show. So that's what we're leaning towards, and we're going to be unveiling a couple of more details with you. So sit down, relax, support your girl. We are super, super excited to bring Life Matters to Anna Dedere back. And like I said, we need your support. We need your help, both emotional, spiritual, financial, all the support you can give us. We need to get a couple of equipment to make sure that everything is good and rolling. So please, 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 I beseech you to support your girl anyway, anyhow. But yes, if you watched past episodes, I want to say a big thank you to all the guests. If I keep mentioning all your names, I think we won't be done here. So thank you to all my amazing guests that have been on the show, some that have gone from guests to being family, that have stood by me, that would check on me. I am so grateful to each and every one of you, and to everyone that's doing something great and awesome in their lives. I am super, super proud of you, and I know that you're going to do more, 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 and more amazing things. All right, so to wrap up my all welcome back to Life Matters with Anna Dedere, I just want to encourage you that whatever God has placed in your heart, it might not seem like, oh, everything is going smooth and rosy. People that you love might even discourage you. People that you feel like should carry the whole thing in their head might just look at you and like, what's this one doing? But always know that the person that sent you is great enough to make provisions, whether it's emotional or financial or psychological, whatever kind of support you need, he will always come through, he will always provide. So that is one thing I want to encourage you today, to always look unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith, and it will always come through for you. All right, so this is Anua Dedere saying a big thank you to you and telling you that Life Matters with Anua Dedere is back, everyone. I am so excited to have you join us on this. All right, guys, till I see you next time, don't forget to follow all our social media platforms at Anua Dedere for across all platforms, and at Life Matters with Anua Dedere on Instagram and on Facebook. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Bye.